day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the Farm Families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
The key to a resilient farm and ranch is soil health. Learn to apply soil health principles to enhance grazing and crop production in your operation at a free workshop in Enid, Thursday, July 6th, presented by No-Till on the Plains. Learn from producers experienced in continuous no-till and industry experts on the science beneath the soil. Get tips on livestock integration, cover crops, rotations, and more. Sponsored by Oklahoma State University and Green Cover Seed, visit notill.org for details and registration.
Welcome back. Livestock futures were mixed in wide ranges today, with cattle markets posting aggressive triple-digit losses. Hog futures posted significant buyer support based on a combination of technical and fundamental support. Corn prices were lower in light trade today. July corn futures about 5 cents lower. Stock markets were higher in light trade. The Dow Jones is 117 points higher. NASDAQ up 77 points. In live cattle, triple-digit losses continued to hold throughout the futures complex. This weakness in the cattle markets held through the entire morning, even though prices pulled away from session lows, with front-month June futures now trading at $1 per hundredweight lower. Deferred contracts held losses of $1.50 per hundredweight, with consistent pressure across the complex, as pressure remains weak, although light volume through midday remained weak throughout the complex. Cash cattle activity is completely undeveloped today, with the focus on show list distribution following the weekend. Sharp losses continued to hold through the feeder cattle market, still under pressure, even though traders backed away from session lows. The inability to draw buyer support back to the complex helped to bring interest back into the market. All nearby contracts now trading at $2.75 per hundredweight losses, with traders focused on the pressure in live cattle markets and the additional weakness likely to develop. Grain futures were mixed as the overnight session wound down, with corn lower and soybeans and wheat higher. Attention remains on the weather as rain moves throughout the Midwest the next few days, with severe storms expected on Wednesday in Iowa and eastern Nebraska. Corn prices, though, were lower and stayed lower throughout the overnight session, ahead of a rain expected to return to the Midwest on Tuesday and Wednesday. Soybeans were higher as the market tried to extend gains from late last week. And wheat prices tried to move higher again, with a few Minneapolis spring wheat contracts setting more contract highs late in the overnight session. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.